CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 22nd of June 2025. Here are the main news headlines, introducing the RSGB's team of young radio amateurs for IOTA Paris. The RSGB celebrates International Women in Engineering Day. The RSGB Exam Standards Committee publishes its annual report. The RSGB has announced the team of young members who will be representing the Society at this year's Summer Youngsters on the Air Camp. The event, hosted by the French National Amateur Radio Society and the IARU, takes place at the historical Château de Joinville near Paris between the 18th and 25th of August. The team is made up of team leader Leon, 2E0VUF, and team member Sophie, M7IJG, and Emily, M7HPU. You can read more about the camp and the team on the RSGB website. The RSGB knows that amateur radio is a great foundation for careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, or STEM, as it's often known. That's why, for International Women in Engineering Day tomorrow, Monday the 23rd of June, the Society is sharing stories of female radio amateurs involved with STEM, from a young radio amateur who was inspired by an ARIS contact through to a professional transmitting engineer at Wolferton Transmitting Station. Each one has a love for amateur radio and STEM activities and the career opportunities they present. Read more about them on the RSGB website, rsgb.org/inwed, I-N-W-E-D. The Society will also be sharing the profiles of its X and Facebook pages throughout the day tomorrow, the 23rd. Get involved by liking and sharing these motivational stories. The RSGB Examination Standard Committee, or ESC, has published its annual report relating to activities in 2024. The report shows that overall candidate numbers have increased to above pre-pandemic levels and are well above the extrapolation of the declining trend over the decade before the pandemic. The ESC believes that this is probably due to the availability of remote invigilation online examinations taken at home and the increase in provision of distance learning courses, making the hobby much more accessible than in the past. You can read the full report on the RSGB website under ESC and choosing the Minutes, Papers and Reports option in the right-hand menu. Whether you're just starting to learn Morse code or already an experienced operator, the GB2RS Morse Practice webpage is just what you need to brush up your skill. Created by a GB2RS newsreader, Graham, G4JBD, you can select different sections of the latest RSGB news, which are then played in Morse, at the pitch and speed of your choosing. What makes this resort unique is that you can also add in different degrees of man-made noise and natural band noise, which gives you a very realistic experience of copying Morse code under poor propagation or contest conditions. Graham has recently updated the page with more options. One of these is the Farnsworth timing, which can play the individual characters at a selectable speed whilst allowing separate adjustment of the gap between the characters. The new version works well on smartphones and displays the text with a real-time pointer as the Morse is sent. The GB2RS Morse practice page can be found at tinyurl.com/GB2RS Morse. Last is all one word. Bath-based Distance Learning's next full licence course runs from August to December with exams in January. There's no charge for the training, but applicants must work through some pre-course material and complete a quiz to be eligible for a place. To request full details and an application form, email Bath-based Distance Learning's team leader, Steve, GZG0FUW, via G0FUW at bbdl.org.uk. The next in the popular 145 Alive series takes place on Sunday the 20th of July. The event runs from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be nets on the 2 metre bands operating in most Maidenhead squares across England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. To take part on the day, all you need to do is call into a local net and make contact with the others. The organisers are looking for more net controllers. If you're interested, email 145aliveuk@gmail.com. 145 is in letters, in numerals. You can find more information, including details of the nets, the operators, their locations and operating frequencies, on the 145 Alive Events book, Facebook page. Today, the 22nd, is the last chance to take part in Gateways on the Air 2025. Whether you're a seasoned operator or just love the thrill of the chase, Gateways on the Air is your invitation to step outside, power up your gear, and connect via simple gateways from a park bench, hillside, or anywhere that captures your sense of adventure. To find out more, visit gota.org.uk. Don't forget to listen out for all the amateur radio stations that will be on the air during Museums on the Air. Today the 22nd, remember the fun doesn't stop today as the event continues on Saturday the 28th of and Sunday the 29th of June. More info, visit tinyurl.com/IMOTA2025. Details of rallies and events. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally takes place on Sunday the 29th of June at Penair School, St Clement in Truro, TR11TN. Doors open 10:30 a.m. More information from Ken, G0FIC, on 01209 821073. Saffron Walden Radio Ham and CB Club Rally takes place on the 4th to the 6th of July. The venue will be Lovecoats Farm, Chickney Road, Henham Village, Bishop Stortford, CM22 6BH. You can camp on the field from Friday to Sunday and have a table at a cost of £15. If you are camping, you can arrive from 6 p.m. on Friday. To book a camping pitch or arrange tables, email g8swr1.5@gmail.com. Barford Norfolk Radio Rally takes place on the 6th of July at Barford Village Hall and Green, Barford Norwich, NR9 4AB. Doors open 9 a.m. for visitors. The event features trade stands, car boot sales, bring and buy, charity raffle, repeater groups, catering and free car parking. Entry £3 per person, but under 16's free. Outside pitches cost £8 and available from 8 a.m. on the day. Inside tables £10 and must be pre-booked. For more details, visit tinyurl.com/BarfordFigures2025 or email davidg7urp@radio@dcpmicro.com. Now, special event news. Special event station 9A2025HWC is active from the 30th of June, celebrating the 29th World Men's Handball Championship. The station was spotted recently on the 1840-metre bands on SSB. QSL via Logbook of the World. QSOs are also uploaded to QRZ.com, Logbook and Club Log. As part of the International Museums on the Air Weekend 2025, the Grampian Hilltoppers Contest Group is operating Special Event Station GB2KDR from the Keith and Dufftown Heritage Railway in Moray, Scotland. The station is active on the HF bands on SSB and digital modes, as well as via the amateur satellites when conditions allow. QSL via OQRS. More detail, visit the GB2KDR page at qrz.com. DX News. Nobby G0VJG is active at Fox Oscar stroke call sign from Bora Bora OCO67 in French Polynesia until Thursday the 26th of June. He's operating using CWFT8 and SSB on the 86-metre bands, QSL via M0OXOZOQRS and Logbook of the World. Bob, ZL1RS, is active as YJ0RS from the island of Efate, OC035, until Saturday the 28th of June. Bob is mainly operating on the 6-metre band using FT8. There may be also some activity on 10 metres when the 6-metre band is closed. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Log or Bob's Home Call. More information on the YJ0RS page at qrz.com. Now for contest news. The All-Asian DX contest started 0000 UTC Saturday the 21st, ends at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 22nd of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and your age. The RSGB 50 Megs Trophy Contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 21st, ends 1400 UTC Sunday the 22nd, that's today, using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Today the 22nd, Worked All Britain 6-meter phone contest runs 0800 to 1400 UTC, SSB on the 6-meter band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. On Tuesday the 24th, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes, 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 26th, RSGB 80 meter SSB Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchanger signal report and serial number. And Sunday the 29th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequency, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. And lastly in this section, Sunday the 29th, the RSGB 50 Megs CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC CW on the 6-meter band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, "Last week we mentioned a large coronal hole on the Sun that might cause problems. The hole is so large that it is still Earth-centric 7 days later. We had expected the hole to increase the KP index due to the solar wind emanating from it, but as of Thursday the 19th of June, conditions remain quiet, with a KP index of 2. As geomagnetic conditions have remained calm this past week, it's been quite good for HF. 15 metres is one of the better bands, with openings to both the east and west, depending on time. As is the way these days, most of the activity has been on FT8, but it has opened up opportunities to work the far and Middle East, as well as South America. The solar flux index has generally been in the range of 130 to 150, with a peak of 161 on the 15th of June. The Sun has been active, with a near X-class solar flare being observed around sunspot region 4114. This peaked at 1805 UTC on the 15th of June. There was also an X-class solar flare at 2149 UTC on the 17th of June. This latter event was late in the evening, so had little impact on the UK other than potential paths to the west. Maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, declined a little during the past week, with openings on 21 megs becoming a little scarcer. It's useful to operate as close to the MUF as possible to minimise the effect of delay or absorption and maximise the chances of working DX. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 125 to 145. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the period from the 24th to the 27th of June, with a maximum predicted KP index of 5. If the KP index is low, then we have a good chance of 21 megs openings to South America in the evening. As we pass the summer solstice, we may even expect 14 megs to remain open to DX throughout the night. We can also expect sporadic E to continue to provide short skip openings on 28 megs, and even the lower HF bands such as 14, 18, 21 and 24 megs. Now for VHF and up, after a week of high pressure, this weekend returns to something more normal, with showery rain and a series of weather fronts and showery interludes in the coming week. This will mean that rain scatter on the gigahertz band is worth considering. Also, since we are in the summer season, the chances of some rain being heavy and thundery is a good sign for rain scatter. This sequence of low pressure weather suggests that high pressure and tropo will be less likely to make a big impact on the coming week's operating log. Any sign of high pressure will tend to be towards the south of the UK and over the continent. In very hot weather, the conditions can be good for low-level surface ducts around cooler seas. So if you're tempted, then go for coastal or maritime paths up the east coast or across Biscay, for example. Meteor scatter may benefit from the late June bootids, which peak at on Friday the 27th of June, and the daytime beta Taurids, which peak on the 28th of June. These are small showers, but they can also be important for contributions to long-lived metallic ions, which are the building blocks for sporadic heat propagation. Aurora continues to appear with occasional radio events, but there is too much daylight for anything visual. As an alternative, you might see glimpses of noctilucent clouds low down on the north horizon. These form part of the mesosphere at about 80 kilometres as ice crystals form on meteor dust and can exhibit complex wave patterns. These are both good omens for sporadic E. Summer sporadic E season is well underway. It's advisable to check the usual cluster maps and propquest.co.uk website for daily updates. It's also worth making use of the longer daylight and weather patterns over the polar regions for paths to the Far East. The moon reaches perigee, its closest point to Earth, tomorrow the 23rd, so path losses are low. Moon declination also reaches a maximum positive value on the 25th of June. This will mean that there are long moon windows. 144 meg sky noise is moderate, increasing to high by tomorrow the 23rd. The new moon is on the 25th of June, so expect high noise levels due to its proximity to the sun. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.